share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The lockdown has affected people in various ways. From losing jobs, to being affected not only physically but also mentally. A tweet posted by the former Minister of Education, Mazli Malik, reveals a shocking number of children who dropped out of school throughout the whole pandemic situation. Loudly crying, loudly crying, loudly crying. Semenjak Mac 2020 Sihinga July 2021 Saramai 21316 Anak Anak Tela Berhenti Sekola. Apaka Yang Tela Berlaku Kapada Malaysia? Ya Allah Selamat Kamla Negara Dan Bangsaku Dari Ketidaktentuan Masa Hadapan Dek Kababrokan Para Penguasa Yang Jadong Palms Up Together pic.twitter.com/ekpkdb7gl. Mazli Malik Black Flag Malaysia, at Mazli, December 5, 2021. Based on the statement embedded in the tweet, a total of 21,316 children have officially dropped out from school before the actual end time of the schooling period. The data states from March till December 2020. A total of 11,301 children have quit school, and adding another 10,015 children from January till July 2021, which make up the total number of 21,316 children. Sad and devastated with the information received, Mazli Malik questions what is happening to our country. Teachers have voiced out. A number of teachers commented under the tweet posted by Mazli Malik, telling their experience and explaining some of the reasons driving the students into quitting. For my school, they choose to drop out for various reasons. Some because of their family's decision, and some to work and provide for family. Even after counseling, the students still choose to not go to school anymore. One Twitter user said that four of her students quit in the midst of school due to various reasons. Malaysians are extremely worried. Witnessing our future generation going south, netizens are very worried about the children's education. This is really sad. We are way worse than the third world country. Mentioning how bad this will affect the our future generation, mindset, and country. A Twitter user expresses her devastation, believing that this might be the cause of education poverty, as the majority could not afford online learning. One Twitter user pointed out how many children are actually brilliant and could possibly stop their family's poverty if they had a chance. We hope the people responsible will do something about this issue, as this will affect the future of our next generation. We would love to hear more feedback from teachers on this. Please leave your comments in the comment section. Also read, KJ. Ministry of Education will be responsible for primary school students' COVID-19 screening test fees. Source, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.